Welcome back to Insight Live on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. We have an ongoing series here at Cap Radio called Great Question. Have you heard it or seen it on the website? The questions come from you, and we actually ask you to vote on the finalists. And then one of our reporters does the research on the number one question, and then he or she reports back with the answers. So today's great question is about that stretch of Interstate 80 past Dixon, California, where traffic seems to slow down for no apparent reason. Or does it? You'll understand why I'm saying that in a moment. The question came from listener Andy Brennan, and Cap Radio host Randall White did the research. He's here with me in the studio to talk about the results. Yeah. Hi, Randall.
Hi, Beth. Yeah, and you never know, you know, which question it's going to be. Our people that go to the website and such voted, and this is the one they wanted. They want to know, why does it slow down? And specifically, Andy did. We can hear him ask the question right here.
Okay, let's listen.
When heading west on I-80, why does traffic often stop in Dixon when there are no on-off ramps or any reduction of lanes?
It's a question I've wondered about.
Yeah, because it does slow down. There is a reduction of lanes prior to Dixon. Like, say you're headed westbound, and there are people in the car listening right now doing just that, and you're probably slowing down where there's that reduction in lanes. But then once you get past that, it's three lanes for a long ways, and you'll be going at the limit, and then, boom, everything stops. And so Andy was wondering, why does this happen? So
you met Andy out on the highway, right?
We did. We met at the exit just before Dixon. I hopped in his car and we drove the stretch. And sure enough, it was a Sunday afternoon, so people coming home from Tahoe and that sort of thing. But it was jammed. And then we would start picking up speed and then slow down again, just as he had said would happen. I was afraid we'd get in the car and it would just be smooth going.
It'd be fine.
Doesn't work for reporting.
Yeah. So obviously you would get in touch with Caltrans because they operate the highways and you find out what's going on. So what happened when you contacted Caltrans?
Well, Caltrans sort of scratched their head and said, there's not really a problem there that we can see from our data. They looked at, I think it was a Tuesday, a Thursday, and a Saturday over a stretch of time. And they found that the average slowdown was 2 minutes at different points through Dixon.
But it feels... Yeah. A lot longer than that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And 2 minutes is a long time when you're just sitting there.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah. And so they have no plans to change that stretch of roadway at all. When I talked to Vince Giacala with Caltrans, he's in charge of that district, or he's the spokesperson for that district. He told me about different projects they've done in Vacaville and Fairfield and one between Vallejo and Novato on 37. He talked about every stretch of road except the one I kept asking about, which was...
He didn't say to you, that slowdown at Dixon?
Well, he said that they know about it and that they've gotten the question in the past and they realize it starts and stops. And but in terms of projects to, you know, improve the roadway, there were a lot of others and they tended to be around population centers. A lot of people have moved to Vacaville and Fairfield recently. Mm. Dixon is still a relatively small town.
So who else did you talk to?
Well, I talked to a guy, Berthold Horn, and he's with MIT. He's with their artificial intelligence lab.
Ooh.
And, there have been thousands of papers on this exact type of thing called a phantom traffic jam. Huh. And maybe we should let Berthold talk a little bit about that.
So there's a long history to this. Starting in 1930, people discovered that there were these waves of slowing down and speeding up. And there are probably close to 1,000 papers that explain why that happens. And my main interest has been in, you know, how to stop it.
This is his work.
It is his work. And they got the idea by looking at groups of starlings. You know, in the winter when you're driving in the Sacramento area and you see those big black clouds of birds.
Sure.
They fly in unison and they don't let one bird get too close on any side. And yet they can really navigate without any, you know, traffic jams in the sky.
In bicycles, it's a Peloton.
It's a Peloton. Right, exactly. And so... What Berthold wants to do is he's working on technology right now. Most cars have front sensors, but they don't have back sensors looking at the cars behind you.
Okay.
And he wants cars to self-regulate so that the space behind you is you keep a safe distance behind you as in front of you, because apparently that's where the problem lies. And Should we listen, hear him talk a little bit about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here he explains phantom traffic jams right here.
Okay.
The reason we have phantom traffic jams is that while each driver is doing what seems perfectly reasonable to them, which is to look ahead and to adjust their speed according to distance and relative velocity of the vehicle in front, if you cascade a large number of cars doing exactly that, you will have an emergent behavior where there are waves, things speeding up, slowing down. And if it's a long enough row, you will get complete, you know, stoppage in one place and you get the typical stop and go traffic.
So he's saying if you have that sensor behind you, that this sort of wave accordion won't happen.
Right.
We'll get one more beep in our car telling us what's happening.
Because what happens is when you step on the brakes to adjust for that car in front of you, you tend to stop more than the person in front of you did. And then the car coming up behind you has to then react as well. And it's more. If you keep in mind that car behind you, you may not overstop, if that's the right term. Yeah.
I could see that this could become quite powerful information or data when we get to the point of driverless cars,
right,
and you need to program in the spacing and the alarms and what the cars do.
And on that note, cars, autonomous vehicles, will talk with each other. And Berthold is also looking into that research. If you can have enough cars talking to each other, these would virtually disappear. And he says you don't need every single car to have this technology. If just a handful of them are part of the mix, it'll break it up and these traffic jams won't happen.
I'm talking, by the way, with Cap Radio's Randall White about our Great Questions series. And listener Andy Brennan had asked about the sort of phantom traffic slowdown that happens on I-80 near Dixon. To get back around to that, there's really no answer for why it happens, I guess.
Yeah, it's just nature.
But what do we do if we're learning in terms of our traffic patterns? How could we as individuals drive differently to not contribute to the slowdown?
Mm-hmm.
That's another great question, right?
Exactly. I guess be far more in the moment and be thinking about the distance. You know, since we don't have technology doing it for us right now, you really need to be paying attention to the car behind you, the car in front of you, and keeping that safe distance between both of those cars. And one thing that makes that a lot more difficult, Beth, is that the number of people who now live in the Sacramento region and are commuting to San Francisco, the Bay Area, and mm-hmm. back has greatly increased. And so that stretch of Interstate 80 just within the past decade has gone up more than 30%. And so we're looking at volumes of traffic on that stretch that we haven't seen in previous decades.
So the flock of starlings is much larger now.
And more dense. So more chances for those phantom traffic problems to pop up. And they do constantly. Someone's probably sitting in one right now as they're listening to us.
At the very least, if you know what's going on, maybe you don't get quite as frustrated, right?
You could get on, you know, Amtrak. And just
there
avoid
you go.
It altogether.
There are other answers. All right. Well, this is fun. We get terrific questions from folks. So if somebody's thinking, I have one I want to add to the mix.
Yes.
What happens?
Head to capradio.org/great question and just pop it in there and say, and we might have a vote going on at the same time. I'm not sure if there is a round currently. But yeah, just ask us your question, whatever it is, even if you think it's silly. I'm sure, you know, Andy thought they'll never answer this, but we did.
Oh, we did, Andy. It's great to have you in the studio,
Likewise.
Too. And thanks for guest hosting, too.
Oh, yeah, I always
on
enjoy
Insight.
It.
That is Cap Radio's Randall White. Go to capradio.org. You'll find out everything you need to know. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.